This is Matt Wells at UN News. Well, space exploration may be about going boldly where no one's gone before, as Starship Enterprise captain James T. Kirk often said, but it's also about understanding how to protect life back on Earth and promoting international cooperation. That's what former French astronaut Jean-François Clairvoy told UN News' Daniel Johnson at a screening of two short films shot from space, The Overview Effect and A Beautiful Planet. Mr. Clairvoy, who flew twice on the space shuttle Atlantis and once on Discovery, spent a total of 675 hours in space. He's been in Geneva this week to take part in the 2019 Space Security Conference, hosted by UNIDIR, the United Nations Institute for Disarmament Research.
Space, often people think that human spaceflight is very far from Earth. Sometimes we are asked, how many times have you walked on the moon? Or what is the color of the interstellar dust? Human spaceflight are very, very close to the Earth. Relative to a globus of 30 centimeter diameter, we are maybe 5 millimeters above, very close. And the job of astronaut, many people think we do scientific research. We don't do the research ourselves. We are operators. To be an astronaut is to operate complex machines in extreme hostile environment. That's it. That is our job. Wherever your original profile, medical doctor, astrophysicist, engineer, scuba diver, pilot, once you are selected, your job is to learn about your systems, your spaceship, how to use it, and then to operate in space and be able to face malfunctions. So an astronaut is an operator job.
It's a pretty cool operator job, though. And one of the questions I had for you was when I was watching these two screenings, The Overview Effect and A Beautiful Planet, with fantastic footage from the International Space Station, I had a big smile on my face. And when you were up there, presumably you had a big smile on your face too when you were looking at Earth. But coming down again, how could you bear it? And then how could you bear what we're doing to the planet?
You know, I don't think human spaceflight changed the character of people, but it enriched you with a lot of memories. I have now in my memory of scenes, of emotions shared with my friends. I can at any time close my eyes and put myself back in space, remembering when I touched my friend and he touched me, saying, are we really here? Are we here, astronauts, seeing this beautiful Earth? It was like a dream, the very first time. It is so extraterrestrial. You can't believe this is for real. You think you are dreaming. And so you touch your colleague. We are here in space, flying at 28,000 kilometers per hour around the Earth. Wow! And we feel like kids. We are so moved by the beautifulness of the Earth that we feel like kids that are just discovering a new world. Every 45 minutes, we see a sunset or a sunrise. Every 45 minutes, we change season. My first flight, we were on a high inclination orbit. 45 minutes, North Hemisphere, winter, everything was white. The next 45 minutes, South Hemisphere, summer. It's magical. And it's the more magical that you don't feel your weight anymore. You don't feel your body. You are just a floating conscience, sensing, thinking, reflecting. And that's what is magical about space for a human being. Because you feel you have become an extraterrestrial being. You don't feel the same thing. You don't think the same way. You don't have a weight anymore. You don't live and work and sleep the same way. So it's just like you are in another world, although you are very close to your home planet, and you look at the place where you were born, the place where is your family, and you like to see places where you've been, and you like to see places that are beautiful, that become the next destination once you are back. Once you are back, I dream to go to Patagonia, Atacama, Tibet, Australia, because I've seen those places from space. So beautiful, I want to go there.
And I hope you do get there. At the moment, though, back to Earth with a bump, you work at the European Space Agency, particularly on sustainability. Can you maybe explain how your space research and your work as an operator, as an astronaut up in space, has helped with sustainability, which is obviously such a key developmental issue for us today?
Yes, space parliamentarians from 11 European countries, together with ESA, the European Space Agency, they set up an award for space sustainability. The award is for people who are thinking of new ideas to use space for sustainability. Sustainability on Earth, but also in space, like getting rid of the debris. And I am the chairman of the jury of this award. And every year we have winners that have amazing ideas, like the one I mentioned during the question and answer session about the bees. Where to place the bees to have them efficient for agriculture, for example. And you can sense that from space. How to detect a ship that is doing a wrong commerce? You know, if you see a route that is not usual, you guess the ship is doing an extra route somewhere to get some illegal cargo, for example. You can predict fires also by analyzing data from space. So it's space can serve sustainability on Earth for many things, for optimizing waste management, optimizing agriculture, optimizing routes for ships, for trucks, but also for detecting debris eventually in the future and be able to have a clean space.
And last question to you. You did speak about the new effort by the Chinese to grow vegetables on the other side of the moon. And it was a real example of international cooperation. And what I thought I'd ask you about was maybe you could explain how exploration is a cooperative practice in your experience.
Exploration is not the research of a solution to a problem. Exploration is just the quest for knowledge. I like to cite Captain Kirk, our mission to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life, to boldly go where no one has gone before. This is literally what we do in all major space agencies. We look for life. All the missions exploring the solar systems look for possible past life or present life, including the next European rover we send to Mars next year. We'll dig 2 meters deep to look for life. We find new strange worlds, you know, Pluto, Titan, Saturn, were discovered totally different from what we thought before. And basically, this is boldness. And when the goal of a task is the quest of knowledge, this is universal. There is no fight. It's everybody together.
Can you explain what the Chinese did exactly?
They landed a rover on the far side of the moon. So a place where they couldn't tell in real time what was happening. And they used a US satellite to relay the data. The first picture of the far side was Russian. The first man on the moon was US. The first automatic sample return from the moon to Earth, automatic with no man, is Russian. The first satellite to reach the moon with no chemicals is European. Smart One spent 60 liters of xenon to reach the moon using plasma engines. And now the Chinese do the first. So everyone does a first, and there will be other firsts, and we will help each other to make those happen.